I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're all still absorbing the political shockwaves today after last night's stunning primary results in Virginia. Congressman Eric Cantor, the GOP's majority leader in the House, was soundly defeated by college professor Dave Brat, a Tea Party favorite. And here's why we at The World are interested in this development. Washington pundits are going wild dissecting the unexpected result, and one of the factors they're citing is Cantor's stance on immigration reform. Here's a clip from a Cantor appearance on Fox News last year.
If a kid was brought here by his parents or her parents, unbeknownst to them, and know no other place than home, than America's home, why wouldn't we want to give them a path to citizenship?
Cantor's critics say that amounts to an amnesty for lawbreakers. I've got Ben Monterroso on the line. He's executive director of Mi Familia Vota, a grassroots organization that advocates for comprehensive immigration reform. First of all, Ben, how big a factor do you think immigration reform was in Eric Cantor's loss last night?
I think that the issue of immigration did play an issue to help the guy who won the election, but I think he won the election because Mr. Cantor was not paying attention to his constituency. And let's make one thing very clear. Mr. Cantor was never been any favor to immigration reform. He played both sides of the issue, and he stopped the debate in the Congress. So I just feel that when you have committed people like Lindsey Graham who stood by his decision and explained to the voters, you can see that you can win elections with that issue.
Right. Well, it does leave us with the question, whether immigration reform now? I mean, many Washington insiders are saying that the chances of immigration reform were already on life support, and last night's election in Virginia pulled the plug. How do you feel?
The only ones that can pull the plug, the Republicans, 66,000, which is the number of voters in a conservative area in Virginia who decided the election, should not define whether or not the issue of immigration is dead.
Yeah, I'm wondering how much those 66,000 voters are going to have influence on other candidates. Are you worried that other candidates, especially Republicans who support, you know, DREAM Act kind of things, to reevaluate their positions or else they'll become another Cantor?
Well, I think that either you have a choice here. Either you be afraid of the Tea Party or you'll be concerned about your constituency and the areas that you represent that is growing. And we know that it's a lot of congresspeople that their districts are not looking the same as Virginia.
Ben, for your activists who are out there on the ground with clipboards and speaking to people, how do you keep them motivated after something like what happened last night in Virginia?
The same way that we've been keeping them motivated for the last 20 years. Just keep in mind that this issue of immigration reform over the last 8 months has been declared dead by a lot of different people, by political pundits, by media, by the Republican Party, and we're still here. Failure to fix immigration reform is not an option because 11 million people live in this country and are being separated. So that is the motivation. We're definitely going to continue doing that. And one thing that you're going to start seeing more and more, our community not only register, but start participating a lot more in the elections. The same thing that happened in 2012 is a big surprise for the Republicans who didn't know how to get to our community. They find out that that community went out to vote for the candidate that they felt that was going to represent our issues.
Ben Monterroso with the activist organization Mi Familia Vota, speaking with us from Washington. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of immigration, our Global Nation desk has a blog post up right now at PRI.org. It features some great photos by Encarni Pindado. Her most recent work is a project called Migra Zoom. She's given migrants who are making the trek to the U.S. border disposable cameras, and you can see the journey north through the migrants' own eyes. Again, those incredible photos are on our website, PRI.org.